USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is warning Americans Iran and Russia are attempting to sway American votes via emails stolen from voter data. FBI Director Christopher Wray says not to worry, the FBI is on the case.
Even if the adversaries pursue further attempts to intimidate or attempt to undermine voter confidence, know that our election systems are resilient and you can be confident your votes are secure.
Former CIA official Dan Hoffman tells Fox News Americans should be aware.
Well, first and foremost, reporting that Iran and Russia stole our voter registration data. There's no indication that they accessed our election infrastructure, no indication that they've interfered with election tallies. What I took away from last night's briefing was this was indications and warning to our citizens.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
As tonight's presidential debate between the president and Democrat nominee Joe Biden takes place in Nashville, 9 p.m. Eastern, new reports say President Trump is getting much more support from black Americans than he did in 2016. Jason Whitlock from Outkick.com tells Fox News momentum for Trump is growing.
I think there's some clear momentum for President Trump, particularly, I think, with black men. I think we've been carrying on a facade for 3.5 years as black men that somehow we can't relate to Donald Trump. There's been a charade, I think, particularly among black men, pretending that they don't have something in common with President Trump. And that facade is starting to end. And look at the money he's directed from the federal government toward HBCUs. This deal he's negotiated with Ice Cube about the platinum plant, he may actually follow through on it.
President Trump had 14% of the black American men vote in 2016. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
NASA, our national space agency, has an exciting new discovery about the moon Monday. It comes from the Stratospheric Observatory for Infrared Astronomy. It's the world's largest airborne observatory. It's actually a Boeing 747SP plane with a hole cut in it. It's modified to carry the massive telescope. The Stratosphere Observatory can rise above 99% of the atmosphere that blocks infrared wavelengths, allowing it to study the infrared universe. We'll find out more about the discovery on Monday, but NASA makes it clear it will have some bearing on the Artemis program, the plan to send humans back to the moon in 2024. NASCAR goes roaring back into Texas Motor Speedway Sunday. Chase Elliott has his thoughts.
We just have to improve in certain areas, and I think inconsistency has been a problem. We want to be able to win races, but we want to be able to win races everywhere. And I think there's been certain tracks over the years that have stood out consistently year after year that have kept us from having good runs, and places that we kind of go, not the most excited about going to. And that's just not, you just can't have that. You know, the people who win all the time, the people that are champions, the people that contend every week don't have bad racetracks, and they have an opportunity to win every single week. And we all know that. It's not something that's out of the realm of possibility. If you want to be a top dog in the steel, you got to be able to win every week. And that's just the way it's been. And I don't see that changing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.